Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to episode 93 of the Player Player Podcast. Before we get started, I want to give a big thank you. Whoa, I said that weird. So that's so weird. I want to give a big thank you to the both old and new additions to our crew tuning in to listen to us do what we do. What's that, Arson?
Talk about video games.
Talk about video games. Every Thursday of every week, we gather around the virtual water cooler to discuss video games and the culture surrounding them. I'm your host, Joseph Hooper, a.k.a. The Hoop Man, along with my co-host, the isolated individual, Arson Lakpa.
Hey, guys. Wait, am I actually talking to somebody right now? Hello? Are there people out there? Please, someone, respond to my cry of help. I'm trapped here in this apartment. I can't escape. The windows, they're barred shut. The door is locked. I need help. Please, thank you. And scene.
Wow, that was beautiful art right there. Beautiful art,
Thank you, my guy. You never know what's going to happen to that character, will you?
Yeah, we'll never know. We'll never have a follow-up.
No sequels.
Unless I write in isolated individual part two or some shit into this script. But we're not talking about fictional characters. We're talking about the two guys in front of you doing this podcast. Man, we're in week... Who even knows?
Probably three, ain't it?
Has it only been 3 weeks? It feels like it's been four, five. Maybe again, four. I've been working home a little longer than you have, so I don't know if we're counting the same type of countdown. But man, we're still in the midst of this pandemic. It's still pretty bad out there, really bad out there, actually. And we're still trapped inside of our homes. Much like R. Kelly was trapped inside of a closet years ago.
All those chapters.
Now he's in jail. But, you know, it's not about R. Kelly. It's about us. How are you doing, man? What's new with you?
What is new with me? You know, making lots of progress on Lost. I know we talked about it a little bit before we started recording, but just want to let the people at home know I'm in season 3, baby. It's only been a week. Yeah. Like, you know, we're pumping them out. Angelique and I are going crazy over this. I'm sitting here. We even took a break, bro. We took a break. Like,
I don't know how. Like, what is a break? Sleep?
Break was like, sleep? Like one day we were like, nah, we're not feeling it. And the next day we were like, all right, never mind. We lied.
Wow.
I said, we took a break to watch Tiger King as well. And so yep, I'm like, yep. I don't know what happened with that, but I got to talk to you about Tiger King. I don't know.
If, please, like, we got time, I think.
We got a little bit of time. Okay, bro.
No, I haven't even started the timer, so this episode is probably going to be 10 minutes longer than it should be. But
that's okay.
Please, let's talk about Tiger King.
All right, I'm going to try to do this without spoiling it. Or should I, like, how should we tackle this? Should we tell people to skip ahead? Should we?
You know, let's try and be vague. Let's try we'll be vague.
Okay. Yeah. I'll be vague, as vague as I can. Yeah. But actually, dude, what the fuck? Like, that's my main thing. Like,
it's crazy, bro.
I don't know if I told you this, but I've been telling some people, I'm like, bro, my jaw was dropped the entire time I watched that show. Cause I was like, this is not real life. Like, from all the musical numbers to just the slow slow decline of the Tiger King. I was like, this, I can't be watching this right now. Like, I didn't understand what I was watching. But you put me onto it. I saw like hella people online were talking about it. They were saying, wow, this is crazy. And I went in knowing it was crazy, and I still wasn't ready.
Same.
There's no way.
Yeah, I definitely went into it not knowing what to expect. Amanda was just like, hey, people are talking about this. Do you want to watch it? And I was like, sure, let's watch it. And, you know, every episode I was like, oh, wow, we're still going. Like, at the very beginning of the show, and this is not a spoiler because they, you know, say it in the first 5-10 minutes of the show, there's like Tiger King lies, murder, and whatever. I'm like, oh, okay. And then 6 episodes in, I was like, oh, I forgot somebody goes to jail. Like, I forgot that they mentioned all this stuff at the beginning of the first episode. And I was like, I forgot you guys even said that we were leading here.
That's
because
how wild
we've already
is.
Gone on such a ride. Yeah. So it's definitely a good watch. I highly recommend it if you guys haven't seen it. It's just a time and a half, you know, and a half.
It's like the perfect. It's so weird too, because like part of you wants to laugh, but you like laugh at how ridiculous it is.
Uh huh.
You know, but then you're also sad.
Bro, I did laugh.
You laugh. Yeah, yeah, I laugh too. But I'm also sad as shit for, like, for some parts of it. I'm like, what? Like, that's just awful. Like, how could that happen?
Yeah. Sad for the people, sad for the animals, sad for everybody.
Nobody wins. I think one of the people in there, they probably said that. But I claim it as my own. I said it first. Nobody wins.
Somebody definitely did say that, but, you know. It was me. I'll give it to you.
But yeah, other than that, man, just vibing.
Yeah, just vibing. Amanda, she doesn't talk about as much anymore in the past couple of days, but every couple of days she would just laugh about how you came to my Animal Crossing, or I came to your Animal Crossing island, and I went into your house, and I was like, oh, it's nice in here, or whatever, and you just said, we vibing in here. And for some reason, she just thought that was so funny. What? And she every now and again, she'll just be like, we vibing in here. Vibing. And I'm like, yeah.
Dang, that's gonna,
to be fair, it was funny.
That's going to be my new catchphrase.
We vibing in here.
Tell her, yeah. if you're listening to this right now, Amanda, we vibing in here right now.
We are. We're vibing on this podcast.
We stay, like, I feel like we keep, we got good vibes on this podcast. We try to keep it at a good level. We don't get too crazy. We try not to.
I'm getting crazy on this podcast.
Are we going to get crazy? Okay. Well, I take everything I said, I take it back.
We got a couple things. We'll get crazy, but for the most part, we know what tempo we're playing at here. We're mild-mannered. We got some energy, but mostly we're here to relax and to enjoy video games.
Hell yeah.
On my side, also been watching a lot of stuff. Just to rifle them off here, Amanda and I started watching Succession via HBO Go.
Succession.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like it's kind of like a family business, like high corporate, like crazy shit's going down type show. Kind of like a drama.
S-U-C?
S-U-C.
S-U-C. Okay.
Succession.
Gotcha. Sorry. Succession.
I always say Succession, and Amanda's like, no, that's not what it's fucking called. It's
No. You know, it's not your fault, bro. Don't apologize. Blame the fucking English language for having these dumbass words be sounding like that, bro. Like, I look at Succession. I want to say Succession, bro. Like, I'm right Thank there with you. You. I'm supporting Thank you.
Appreciate that.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't really lose my temper right there.
You really got to pronounce the suck, you know?
Yes.
You really got to get that suck in there.
If you ain't got the suck, then what are you doing?
Right, exactly. So get that suck in there. And if people at home don't know, HBO Go is providing a lot of different series and movies for free without the membership required. So that's why we started watching it. So far, it's a pretty good watch.
We're also watching,
go check it out. See if there, once you finish law, see if there's anything you're interested in. We're also watching Dirty Money, which is a documentary on Netflix, where it's like, you know, a bunch of corporations or whatever just fucking people over, and you being like, wow, I did not realize things were this fucked, or like these people committed all these financial crimes and nobody went to jail for it. It's super, super interesting, but also very depressing. So, the first episode is about how Wells Fargo basically scammed a shit ton of people out of money.
I feel like I've heard about that, just like outside.
I heard it in the news and stuff. I didn't really knew, because I had a Wells Fargo account. I think I was a part of a class action lawsuit. Somebody sent me an email and was like, hey, if you want to, you know, be a part of this, go ahead and make your claim here or whatever. But I didn't know what was happening. Essentially, Wells Fargo opened a bunch of like illegal accounts and stuff, in people's names, fake accounts. Yeah, all this stuff. And was basically lying about it. So, and blamed their bank tellers when it was really coming from the high ups and all that stuff.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Yeah, it was super fucked, but like super, super interesting. And like a lot of cool things that you learn throughout the show. So that's Dirty Money. And then what else? I also watched Vinland Saga.
Ooh, you put me onto that. Yes, boy. Sir.
Boy, that's a good show. I binged it for like a day. And I'm on episode, I think, 14, and I kind of stopped, but I'll pick it back up probably.
I think I did the exact same thing.
Thursday. Yeah. I'm really enjoying that. Great anime. It's just about Vikings. Don't need to get too much into that. If you haven't been able to tell, this quarantine is really kicking into the binging. Television binge. I haven't watched an anime in so long, all the way through. The last one I watched was Demon Slayer, I think, like months ago.
It's been a minute.
So yeah, it's nice to get back on that anime grind, get back on the show grind, the Netflix streaming grind, all that stuff. It's fun. So that's nice. That's all fun and games. But we're talking about the real games, man. What are you playing? What have you been playing lately?
What have I been playing? I've been having a little bit of a motley assortment of games mm-hmm. that I've been mm-hmm. playing. I think I'm gonna, you know, work my way backwards from least played to most played. So least played, okay. I just kind of continuing playing Enter the Gungeon. I picked that back up today just to play a couple rounds, just trying to see, can I make it? I've still only beaten the game once, but we're trying. We're just trying, Chief. I just want to get good at it. So that way, like, in the same way that I can confidently, like, you know, play at least one character and, like, Binding of Isaac, just, like, and not have to worry whatsoever and just, you know, get it done and feel good about myself. So we're still working on that. Recently picked back up Uncharted 2, baby. We're trying to, because Uncharted 4, you know, is free, PlayStation Plus. All your PS Plus people out there, be sure to pick that up. So I'm trying to get there. Last I left, it was like maybe like chapter 7, which is basically the beginning of Uncharted 2. But I'm almost done. Only a few more chapters left before I can hit up the third one. Then the fourth one, we'll be good.
Maybe we'll have to have a discussion about this because, you know, we'll talk about it a little bit later in the episode, but I have some comments about that as well.
Okay. And my final game, a game that is slowly becoming near and dear to my heart, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, baby. I picked up the full version, not just Warzone.
Oh, really?
I did. I've been playing with the boys. Oh, wow. This is what I imagine playing Call of Duty back in middle school, high school was like, since, you know, I was not the wave. Me and the boys, we hop on, would just be like, yo, y'all want to play gun game? You're like, yeah, sure, let's hop on gun game real quick. I get my ass beat because I just can't aim. I'm the only one over here playing with a keyboard and mouse. Everybody on controllers. Oh, and I'm like, how, bro? I'm embarrassing myself. I'm like, dang, bro. Nah. But yeah, it's really fun. I think it is definitely worth it if you're playing, but if you're playing with people. Like, I don't think I would want to go in without, like, either a squad or at least one other person just playing any of the game modes, really, like, unless I'm trying to get better and trying to be a try hard or some shit like that. But
I mean, if Call of Duty is your shit, then you already know, right?
Yeah.
If you're playing Call of Duty for the first time, I'm probably right there with you.
Yeah. And it was on sale. So I justified it by it being on sale. It's $44 instead of full price.
Very nice.
So yeah, man.
Basically full price, but yeah, it's fine.
Basically full price. But we got that $15 discount.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
It's non-insignificant.
Right. Also, did I mention last time that I beat Doom on last week's episode?
No, you didn't. Okay. I don't think you did.
I beat the beast that is Doom Eternal.
What are your final thoughts?
Final thoughts. I was like, fun as hell, bro. Fun as hell. No pun intended. Because there are demons in that game. It's definitely, you know, they take you all over the place, through all sorts of different dimensions. Finally, rounding you out back home in downtown somewhere, and I think it was a good ending to the game. They made the final boss not too difficult. It was definitely like one of those final bosses where it's like, look, you've been through this game already. You've already kind of had, like, you know, your fair share of, you know, challenges. Let's just give you the full arsenal. Put like every ammo pickup known to man out here, and you could just go around, you could just, like, you know, pop off, bro. It was still, like, you know, challenging, but not too challenging. Didn't feel like I was like, oh no, I can't beat this first try, it's gonna take me multiple tries to beat this. So
easier
than the first Doom 2016's boss was. I'd say it was pretty tough. I don't think I died to it, but it was I was sweating on that one. This one I just felt powerful.
I like it.
But yeah, final verdict, definitely an A+ for me because of the gameplay and the story.
Okay, I'm gonna have to pick it up at some point. I don't know
pick it up, Chief. Yeah, no, like, take your time, bro. Like, I don't think it's something that you need to, like, I know I obviously this is me, Doom super fan now. You would expect me to say, hey, you gotta pick this up right now. But no, I think you can take your time on it. It ain't going nowhere, and I know you ain't going nowhere.
I don't know. I'll be here.
Hell yeah.
Trust me, I'm stuck here. We're all here.
We are all here. but I think I am done with my games. I want to toss it over to you. I want to hear what you're playing, Chief.
Man, I've been playing. I'm playing also a motley crew of games here. I've been playing. What have I been playing actually? Animal Crossing, of course. Still putting in way less time, as we talked about off podcast, but I'm still putting in time every day, trying to stay consistent there. Just made big on the stock market. So, you know, I got $5 million in the bank, so I can cut down some of these fucking fruit trees. Cause you know what I'm saying? Money is not an object to me anymore in the game. But I'm not insanely rich. Like I could, like once I pay off my house, I'll still be back to a normal amount there. I picked up the Control Foundation DLC. Did I tell you that?
You did tell me about that one.
And I finished it.
Really? Okay.
Finished it. It was short? $15. It was about 5 hours, I want to say.
Oh.
5 hours of playtime. It was pretty lengthy. Like, it was a beefy side story. And then I also platinumed Control because I was very... Like, I went back to the game to play the Foundation. I was like, oh, I'm like... not very far from the platinum, so I just went ahead and did it. So that was awesome. But overall review, if you enjoyed the base game of Control, like the wacky side stories and stuff like that, I think this adds a lot to it. Like when I first started playing it, I was like, oh no, they like there was a section that I played, and I was like, they hoed me. Like they made me pay $15 and they half-assed this DLC. Like they rushed it out. Like it's clearly like I know exactly what they're doing. Like this is going to be so boring. And I was completely wrong. Like it's gotcha, a lot of different environments, or like not a ton of different environments, but like they switch it up on you. They progress the story in a very meaningful way, where the next DLC or Control 2 or whatever, we'll have significant story, like this DLC will have significant story changes
really?
Because of it. Yeah. They introduced two new powers specific to the DLC. It's not going to really affect the game outside of that, but they're cool mechanics for this DLC. And then, you know, there's a lot more lore building, and there's a really cool side mission a little bit later in the game that was fun as well. Kind of like a light version of the maze. Very light. You know, okay. It wasn't as epic, but it was really fun. So if you were a big fan of Control, I highly suggest picking it up for $15. If it goes on sale for $10 or something, I'd say it's totally worth it. So there's that. And then I also bought The Messenger.
Yes, I saw you
playing The Messenger, started playing it. I'm not super far in, I would think, but I'm having a great time. Everything I think you talked about on the podcast a long time back, and everything you said still stuck with me. Like talking to the shopkeeper is a funny exchange.
Just
like
the best.
The game has like a nice comedic element to it, and I found that it's not like impossible, but it's a little difficult, primarily because I'm not a big platformer guy. Like I don't play a ton of platformers, so it's still taking me some time to get back into the rhythm of things. But I'm having a lot of fun. That'll probably be the next game I spend my time working through. And like it was on sale for $15 or something, which, you know, same price as the Control DLC. Great pickup. Great pickup there.
Nice.
So moving right along, I wanted to do something a little different with this episode. We have our main topic, but before we get there, I want to add a little section that we might start adding to every other episode or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
A little section called Next Gen Watch. All right,
Next Gen Watch. I like.
We're getting news about Next Generation right trickling out every couple of weeks. You know, yeah, it's coming, and the information is a small trickle. So every couple episodes, I want to just kind of check in with your thoughts about things. We'll do a mini pass the sticks here. So today we had some fresh, hot off the presses news with the PS5 controller dropped out of nowhere. Random Tuesday. This is how we drop information now in 2020.
That's what I like.
We just drop shit on random days. We have the PS5 controller. And I'll just get my thoughts out of the way here. My general thoughts out of the way. Actually, no, fuck that. You know, I want to hear what you want to say first.
Okay.
Give me your thoughts.
Yeah, so when I first saw it, you know, it was it's definitely different. It's
absolutely
completely different. People had kind of had this like expectation from PlayStation to, you know, kind of, you know, stick with their same formula, because, you know, they literally have not strayed for the past four consoles that they've had, including like the, and especially including like the logo. Like once people saw the new logo, they were like, oh yeah, it's just gonna be PS4.
Come on now.
Better graphics, different box.
Right.
Like that's right. That's all people could think about. Now seeing this controller, it kind of like, it's like that scene in Doctor Strange when and he goes to the to Tilda Swinton, the ball lady, or the ancient one or whatever, and she like
the ball lady.
And she like sends him into like the multiple dimensions or whatever,
in the astral realm,
into the astral realm, bro. It's like that, because you're like, wait a minute, I didn't even think PlayStation could do something like this. I thought that they were gonna be, you know, kind of confined in their, you know, same type of box that they've always been in, and like this is just based off of the controller. Even though the controller, it's not like, you know, oh, like some wacky controller, but like the fact that it was like a white two-toned white and black controller, that for starters, like everybody like threw everybody off, you know. Obviously you and I kind of feel that's not the best color choice, but it's still
We even get deep into the colors,
yeah,
I just want to say, like, what you're saying is hitting the nail on the head, where we're like, I don't even think Sony would be able to do this. Like, if you showed me this shit, if you showed me this image, and be like, oh, this is like, if somebody was like, hey, this is the leaked PS5 controller, this is what it looks like, I'd be like, shut the fuck, like, yeah, like there's no way. About, it looks fake. I saw the picture, and I was confused for minutes.
You had to check the Twitter page. You had to make sure. Like, is that the verified check?
I was like, this is weird. IGN is showing like this mock-up, this render. And then I was like, they said PlayStation announced this. And I was like, huh? I looked at the PlayStation account and this is a actual picture on there. I was like, how, dude? Like, I think Jonathan said this in our chat, but he was basically like, it looks like a mock-up, like a prototype, like some fan rendering that they always do a year before the console ever comes out. I couldn't believe it. But please keep going about the colors by all the rest of your opinions.
Yeah. So color wise, you know, jumping right into it, was not the biggest fan. Like, you know, I think it had to have been just like that specific picture that we looked at, but it just kind of like rubbed me the wrong way. I was like, ooh, what am I looking at here? Like, I just didn't, I didn't really fuck with the color scheme that they were going for. You know, it's literally just a white and black, but it just didn't, it's almost like, it just felt like it didn't match. It's like, you know, you imagine like you're in school or something and you just see somebody wearing like some outfit and you're like, bro, who let you, your mama let you out of the house? Like that. And like, that's the person you got to really get on. You got to flame them real quick. That's kind of what I thought.
100%.
With this PS5 controller color scheme. But I know that probably as we get closer to launch, or, you know, immediately afterwards, we're going to have more color. So I'm not too worried about it. But, you know, initial impressions did kind of, I got a little
How
start.
Many more colors, though?
I mean,
because I feel like out of all people, mm-hmm. out of all companies, PlayStation is the most stingy.
Oh, for sure.
Their custom controller. So I'm like, well, this might be the opportunity where they say, hey, like, this is the assortment we come out with. And, you know, they're not going to say, hey, we got a bunch of colors.
Mm-hmm.
The day they reveal the controller.
Right.
Alone, you know, launched or whatever. But I don't know. Like,
I think Nintendo might be a little bit more stingy, though, I feel.
We got a ton of Joy-Cons, though.
Yeah, but it still feels... But I guess, then again, I think over... It depends on the course of the entire...
Generation.
Like, generation. So, yeah, you're right. Because PlayStation, definitely, the PS4 controllers, they have a good number now. But it was slow coming. It was almost like pulling teeth on them. Like they did not want to release those colors. But
and like, this is interesting because typically PlayStation pretty much sticks to solid colors. I mean, they had some camos that they had played mm-hmm. around with, but right now I have a gold one and I have a black one. And, you know, there's the whites. There's some cam. Like, I don't know. This would be interesting.
That blue and purple one.
Yeah. That was one of the newer ones, right?
Yeah.
Like in the last year or so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't have any other like major impressions of it. Except for the fact that I am now more hyped for the PlayStation 5. Like, despite, you know, the shaky
start,
you know, that last little informational session, the lecture that we received. Despite all that, just seeing something, it's kind of like, you know, put me back in the groove. I'm like, okay, now once we see the console, get a little bit more hype. Then we'll start seeing the games, and then I'll be on the hype train.
Yeah, my ticket will be punched. Absolutely. So me, I mean, I'm same with you. Like, when I saw it, I had the utmost urge to just roast the hell out of this controller. I agree with you. I don't think the two-tone white and black, it just doesn't look right to me. And I know a lot of people say they like it. That's fine. You know, I'm not trying to knock it or anything. But personally, if we were to keep some things from the original PlayStation controller designs, like, I would like to still have the colored buttons where each of the shape buttons are colored in the iconic PlayStation colors. I like to have that still remain on the default controller. And I would like it to be all black or all white. But, you know, I did see an angle where it's laying down flat on the table. Mm-hmm. And it looks really, really cool. But, you know, I'm going to be holding it in my hand half the time, so I don't fucking know. My only thing is, I just hope there's multiple colors, because, I'm not the biggest fan of that. That white one, I feel like the white one will definitely get dirty if it's the main controller I have. There's questions of, you know, will my DualShock 4 work with my PS5? Probably not, which is kind of a bummer because I have two of those controllers. And that money's just going to go to waste. I mean, I guess if I want to play it on my PS4, sure, I don't know. The headphone jack, it doesn't really matter to me. Like, I don't use my headphones often, but I do use it to talk and chat. So, looks like I might need to buy a new headphone for that, which is kind of, I mean, it seems like there's very clearly, we're on the trajectory where Sony's like, hey, PS5's coming out, you just got to buy you're just buying everything over again. Which is kind of a bummer. You're going to buy your controllers over again. You're going to buy your headsets over again. If you don't have like a proper wireless headset or whatever, you're going to buy new hard drives or whatever. So,
but I mean, this isn't something new though. Like,
Something new, right? Yeah. I mean, the only thing is Microsoft has been pushing so much in the opposite direction. I was hoping maybe Sony would come out and be like, hey, like, it doesn't fucking matter. Like, you can, like, if Microsoft, it doesn't, like, Microsoft's doing, it's not a big deal. We also let you carry over your stuff. And as much as I tout Microsoft, and I'm a big Microsoft fan, like, all my shit's on the Sony side right now. So, like, what Microsoft is saying about backwards compatibility and all that stuff is really awesome, because I do have about 20 Xbox 360 games that once the Xbox Series X comes out, I can like put those in the console and play and have no problem, and it'll be an awesome experience. At the same time, I have, you know, 15 PS4 games that I hope get migrated and all this stuff, which is why I'm a little more attentive and critical of Sony with these decisions. But at the end of the day, it'll all be fine. I'll buy the new controllers. I'll buy a new headset. It'll be okay. You know, controller's cool. I'm with you. I want to see how the console looks. It seems like it'll most likely be a white console now with black accents.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Once again, all my shit's black. So I sound like a baby, but I got my PS4 is black in there. I got the Switch with the black case. My media thing is black. So we're going to have to switch things up. Like, my Xbox Series X will be black, so the white thing, maybe it'll be like a nice little mix-up in my media area.
It'll bring a little bit of light into the room.
Right. And, you know, I was a big fan of the, I don't know, a hundred million PS4. So maybe they'll launch a launch day edition that looks different or has like a cool, doesn't like something cool about it. And I hope, same with Xbox too. I hope they both have launch day editions that have some cool special edition attached to them. But moving forward, one more Next Gen Watch news. Phil Spencer went to IGN and talked a lot about the Xbox Series X, and it was super enjoyable podcast on Xbox Unlocked and IGN Next Gen Watch. Both of those shows are really awesome. And two things that really stood out to me that Phil Spencer said, he kept saying, like, basically they asked him, hey, is the Xbox Series X price, is the price locked in? Are you guys, like, gonna watch the competitors and see what they do, X, Y, and Z? Phil Spencer was basically like, we're gonna stay agile. We're staying agile. Like, the CFO, we got their blessing. We got the CEO's blessing of Microsoft. We're staying agile. Which makes me think, this shit's not $600.
Mm.
I think we both guessed that, or do we both guess 500?
I thought we guessed a little lower, didn't we?
550? I don't remember.
Maybe
we guessed 500.
Maybe it was 500, I feel. I don't know, like, for sure.
I've been thinking 600, and I've been a little scared that the Xbox Series X will launch at 600, but Phil Spencer sounded like he didn't give a fuck. He sounded like he was ready to lose as much money as possible, and he was just like, yo, look, I've already talked to Satya Nadella. I already talked to our CFO. Like, we're ready to go. We're not going to, like, we're staying agile, bro. We're ready to launch this thing at 450 if we need it to, is what it sounded like he was saying, which was pretty cool. And then just like Xbox, another thing he said was basically like Halo Infinite is going to come at launch, but then the rest of the first party Xbox titles will probably come slowly after and drip in as you know, the console starts to heat up, which is, I guess, pretty expected, because if all the games drop at the same day, nobody's playing them, buying them anyways. Mm-hmm. But the last thing that kind of made me realize is, like, right now is, like, personally for me, I feel like Game Pass is seeming like such a valuable proposition in a time like this quarantine, where I'm going through my backlog and I'm trying to play all these different games, and, like, there's so many games on Game Pass that I would just kill to have right now, or kill to play, like Moonlighter. I don't know if you've heard of that game. Mm-hmm. Moonlighter, I've heard, was really good. That's on Game Pass. I would love to pick that up and play that just as, like, a pickup.
I played a little bit.
Put it down.
It's okay.
It's okay. Yeah, exactly. It's okay. Yeah. I don't necessarily want to drop $20 on it. But I'm like, this would be really cool to pick up and play. Outer Worlds.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing on Game Pass where I'm like, this would be perfect in a world where, after Final Fantasy VII, who knows when we're going to get another title, you know, another major title, unfortunately. I'm like, oh, man, I would just love to have this giant library of games at my disposal, where I, like, in a time where we don't have many first-party games or big launches coming up, it'd be nice to just have, like, this Netflix-style thing where I'll play something, oh, this is pretty fun, end up beating it, or be like, oh, I'm not really bad at switch through. You know, I keep saying this, we're both going to buy both systems. At what point are we going to buy them? It's not clear, likely. Mm-hmm. You may not be fully sold on an Xbox, but I think I'm fully sold on both of them, primarily because PlayStation 5, like, we already know at least four games or so that we both need to get. God of War, Spider-Man 2, I don't even fucking know. There's probably a couple more, right? What else are we looking for? Horizon? Do you care about Horizon?
I don't care about Horizon, but I know people are interested.
Yeah, I am. But okay, so yeah, I mean, there's at least four or five games that we know that we can, Bloodborne 2 or whatever, like, that we can rely on PlayStation
that'll be cool.
To provide, which is why everybody's like, oh, I'm locked in, I'm going to get the PS5. But, you know, from just a general gaming perspective, I'm locked in on the Xbox Series X because it will be the console where it's super powerful. Like, if I need to watch Netflix or something, instead of doing it on my Chromecast, I'll probably just do it on my Series X. I'll probably just run all my streaming services off my Series X. I'll probably have Game Pass running at all times and just drop in and drop out of games. If I want to play something with Amanda, we might search Game Pass at some time. Mm-hmm. Like, it looks like we're going to be in a great future this holiday season with both of these consoles, which is why I'm super excited. So we probably won't talk about this until we get some more major news, but, man, I'm just in a drought, quarantine, no games, Last of Us 2 delayed, Cyberpunk delayed, you know, wait, all that Cyberpunk shit.
Delayed? What do you mean?
I mean, it was delayed. It's not coming until the fall, September, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like, any drip of next-gen news just gets me excited, and I can't wait until we get shit like Arkham, the new Arkham game getting announced. Like, there's so many, there's so much shit that you're not even thinking about that will be announced, hopefully, this summer.
That's just Harry Potter game, bro?
Maybe, like, you know, and the sad part about it is, you know, we don't know how Corona is affecting all of these studios and all of these different companies, and like things that should have come out in the fall might get pushed to 2021. And we'll never really know the true story there. But hopefully we get a lot of sick reveals this fall or this summer. And I'm ready.
Same here.
But until then, we got to find some games to play, which is why I asked you to bring your gaming backlog here. Let's just run down our list, our gaming backlog. Let's talk about some games we're interested in playing here. Let's talk about some games other people might be interested in pulling out of the backlog or looking into that, you know, we're thinking about playing. I'll kick it right off. Like, I already talked about it. The Messenger, I'm already playing.
Yes, sir.
Another game on Switch, Astral Chain.
Yeah.
I started. God, I
keep forgetting, yeah.
I started and I just kind of fell off because I got it around the same time I think Pokemon came out, and I just kind of binged through Pokemon, and I think that game just mentally exhausted me in general from the Switch, so I never got back to playing Astral Chain. But I think Astral Chain is probably going to be ranked here on the pretty high on the backlog, probably around the third or fourth game that I get to.
Okay.
And I don't know how much it is right now. I mean, Nintendo's really helping people. Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah, you know, Nintendo's still helping people.
It's probably full price. I don't know if you should pay full price for it, honestly.
Yeah, same. I guess if you're not like into the series, or if you're not into like that action RPG style game.
Yeah.
Like, I only liked it because I was like, oh my god, this shit look like JoJo, and obviously, you know, I'm a JoJo stan.
Absolutely.
So you know, it may not be for everybody.
Don't pick up Astral Chain, guys.
Don't pick it up.
Unless pick up Fire Emblem instead.
Well, that's also $60.
But that's worth the $60, I would say.
I mean,
did you finish it?
I have not finished it.
Wow.
Wait, you didn't finish it either, did you?
No, but I thought you did.
No, I didn't.
Because you passed the time skip.
I passed the time skip. And then, like, for some reason, it felt like I time skipped in real life. Because I was like, wait a minute. Oh. I don't know what the hell's going on. Like, I'm not vibing with the game anymore.
Oh, nah. That's also probably on my backlog. Yeah. I don't know. I should probably just finish that bit.
I should, but I kind of don't want to.
That's fair. Give me a game off your backlog.
Okay, so I've been running into a lot of technical difficulties with this game, just because your boy does not have an Xbox controller. But through Xbox Games Pass on PC, I was playing Ori, the new Ori, Will of the Wisps. Yes. It's fun. Like, I was having such a good time, and like, I was playing with I plugged my PlayStation controller in, and it was like not working. I was like, okay, whatever.
You know, Microsoft don't support that shit. Microsoft is like, hell no.
I know, right? I plugged in a Stadia controller, and I was like, okay, this is like, you know, close enough. It should have been close
enough.
That's
double fucked.
That's not double fucked, bro. They made the trigger buttons weren't working, and I was like, this is core functionality. I need the trigger buttons in this game. And then, like, for some reason, I would press like, you know, A to go forward, like, you know, in a menu, and it would be acting as B. And I'm like, bro.
Oh, no. You know, the Stadia controller is still in beta or whatever.
Yeah, I know.
Honestly, can we just take a second to just say, y'all robbed us. Yeah, give us our money back, bro. Give us our fucking money back, bro. Give us I'll keep the controller, you know what I'm saying? Subtract the 60-70
and the controllers, the whatchamacallit, the Chromecast.
I'll keep the Chromecast. Give me subtract that 60. How much did we pay?
Like 120?
Oh.
Or 150. Or was it 150?
give us that $30. Yeah, just back give us $30.
Even if it was 120, give us $30 regardless.
That's what I feel like I'm owed right now, because the service was busted. Please continue. Man. You're still trying to get through Ori.
I literally just had to put it down because I was like, okay, I'm not going to play Ori with a mouse and keyboard. It's definitely a controller type game. And it was so fun. I'm sitting here like, God, I want to play it, but I just physically could not. I was so pissed off.
Oh,
so I had to put it down. Another one of my backlog, Shadow of the Colossus.
Wait, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Have you never owned an Xbox controller?
No. Never.
Wow. Bro, just buy one from Jonathan or something. I guess you can buy one from Jonathan.
Yeah, I remember we were, I remember when we talked about it, and he was like, yeah, go to this link. And then I was like, oh, nice. And then there were no controllers on there. And then I never said
anything. I think he got mine from the actual physical store, Microsoft store. Okay. Which he cannot do right now. So, maybe he can buy it off the website for you. You need to get a controller, bro.
I'll hit him up.
You know, as we're prepping for you know, Xbox Series X, I need you to just give it a go. You know, like you said, you're playing Warzone. Maybe it'll help you get your aim up.
Nah, bro, I gotta play mouse and keyboard on Warzone. Come on now.
Okay, I mean, you already said you.
Hey, all right. Come on now. Don't put my business out there on the streets. You I don't know, want people you know. Listening.
All right. I won't put it out there. My bad. Shadow Colossus.
Shadow of the Colossus. Yes, I am 11 bosses in. You know, that means I guess I have like what 5 more to go. So you know, hopefully we'll be wrapping that up sometime soon. But I don't know, man. I don't know if I got tired of it, but like I tried to boot it up the other day, and I was like, bro, can I just get to the boss? Like they got me riding this dumbass horse, bro.
It's art.
Yeah, like. I don't give a damn about art. This horse just needs to go forward. I like being able to do all the tricks and shit on the horse, but like that doesn't help me get to my destination faster. Then I'm I'm about to get.
Oh my god!
I love the game. I love the game. I've always loved it for a long time now, but just get me to the boss, please.
My man said, "Then I'm fuck my." Oh no!
I had to stop myself.
Seeing flashbacks. Oh no!
But you got anything else?
I got a couple games that, you know, I haven't thought about playing. Obviously, I am playing The Messenger. I've been waiting to play that one. I haven't thought about booting up Astral Chain yet. Uncharted.
Okay.
I've thought about, you know, because I have Uncharted. I have all of them. I have all of them. Just haven't played 2 on. So eventually, I need to boot those up. So I might do that. Probably not soon, because I feel like that's going to be a journey where I beat 2, I got to play 3, and then I got to play 4. And I just kind of got to knock them all down one by one. But maybe in a month or two, I'll probably pick up Uncharted. I don't expect us to be going back to our normal lives of like hanging out outside and all that stuff anytime soon. So maybe in a month or two, I'll play Uncharted. We'll see.
Okay.
Another one that I own, for the longest, this is one that's always been on my mind, but I just have yet to boot it up. On the PC, I have Death of an Outsider.
Okay.
Which... who knows? It's probably just a mediocre game, but as somebody who loves Dishonored, this is the last one. This is the one I haven't played, and this will likely be the last Dishonored game ever, because I doubt they're making any more. They're not making Dishonored 3, I don't think. So, like,
give it 10 years, we'll get remastered. We'll get some type of remake, Dishonored remake.
I mean, that would be nice. I would love to have a Dishonored remake, but you know. What are the odds of that? You know what I'm saying? So, Death of an Outsider is something I want to play. Even if it's just like a mediocre game, I love that universe and I love kind of the stealth mechanics that they have there. So, that's another one in the backlog. I don't know which one I'm going to pick yet, but I have a few more, but I want to hear some more from you if you have any more.
Yes. I feel like I had one in my mind like a second ago, but I have forgotten it. Let me think. Oh, definitely Sekiro. I still got to beat Ishin.
Just go ahead and beat this man.
I just got to, you know, hop in real quick. Boop, bop him in the head. But
it's starting to feel so good, bro. Like, just to clear out these games and just get it off my chest.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Like, I bet, man.
Beating Ishin, I was like, yo, I'm liberated, bro. I felt like I was about to get a reference that nobody fucking gets related to Sekiro, but the little boy with his dragon rod, I felt cleansed, or whatever he has, blood of the dragon or whatever.
Yeah,
I felt cleansed, you know, cleansed of that curse. You know what I'm saying?
The people at home, they gotta know. If they don't know, they just need to play Sekiro.
I played Sekiro and I didn't even know, bro.
You didn't know he had the dragon blood, the resurrection blood?
I mean, I knew. There's this guy on YouTube that has like a ton of videos on Sekiro, basically explaining like all of the lore of the game. Mm-hmm. So good. so good. I would highly recommend. I'll send you a link to some of the stuff, but
okay,
like there was some stuff where I'm like, holy shit, there's so much detail in this game that I just never got, which is awesome. That's sidebar, but yeah, absolutely. Get back on Sekiro.
Yeah, and I'm just like kind of going, looking at my backlog. Oh yeah, another basically in the same situation as Sekiro, Blasphemous. That Dark Souls-like game on the last boss, can't beat it, so I put it down.
Yeah.
Sometimes
that's what you need to do.
That is true. I just got to put it down. I'll hop back in and just whip his ass real quick. Cause it's, and it's mm-hmm. so infuriating too. Cause you know, it's like, God, I'm right there at the end, bro. It's just like,
yeah,
dude, just let me finish it. I'm a little just upset please. That I've got so many, you know, that I love playing roguelike games. So yeah. Those games don't really have an end, but I do want to like try and make like a lot of progress in those. So like I mentioned, Enter the Gungeon. I still want to, throw down some more in Dicey Dungeons. And yeah, I don't think I have anything else on, I'm trying to think PlayStation wise. There's definitely games on my PlayStation that I could be playing. I really have always wanted to finish Metal Gear Solid 5, but I just don't know, man. I don't know what I'm doing in that game.
You hopping in Bloodborne?
Bloodborne. I need to get past, I think probably the first boss. I still have not made it past that. So, one day, we'll get through it.
I think probably the next game after The Messenger might be Horizon Zero Dawn, just because I'm already halfway through that game. So, and, you know, I'll get the second one. So, it'll probably take some ramp up to get through Horizon Zero Dawn. There's Nier Automata that I need to just go ahead and beat a couple times.
Yeah.
You've beaten the Shovel Knight. What would you say?
With Nier Automata, how many storylines have you beaten?
Zero.
Zero. I thought you beat the at least the first one.
Hell no. Zero storylines.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I got a ton to do there. Shovel Knight, which Shovel I don't Knight. Own, but you know, that's
why
Shovel
do
Knight
I feel, Treasure Trove is. I don't know why I thought that you owned, beat, like mastered Shovel Knight like a long years ago.
Hell no. I mean, no, absolutely not. I never owned it. I don't know. I've always, like, I've been saying I wanted to buy it for probably, like, 3-4 years at this point, but just never picked it up. But this will be the year, trust me. Yeah, I think that's mostly it. I no longer want to play Monster Hunter is another game where if things get really bad yeah, and we're really in here, yeah, if we're, like, 3 months in and we still got time, I'm playing Monster Hunter. Absolutely.
Matt will help you. He'll set you right.
Yeah. I'll get Matt to play with me. Absolutely. do you have any games that you would suggest that maybe you've already beat or like you've played most of that you would say, hey, now is the time. This game is probably cheap. Go pick this up. Go play it.
Definitely. I would have to recommend playing Grease.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, we said we still have yet to learn how to pronounce this damn game's name, but
I think it's Greek. Actually, yeah, I feel like right.
It might
don't
be Greek because it's French. Maybe I don't know.
Yeah.
Greek. Play it because it was super short, just like in the same vein as Gato Roboto. I think I mentioned that before. Yeah, and it's on Xbox Game Pass, so go ahead and play it. Xbox Game Pass is like $1, y'all. What are y'all doing?
Xbox Game Pass, best deal in gaming.
It's definitely the best deal in gaming for sure.
No question.
There's so much shit on Games Pass now, including Overcooked 2 is on there now, bro.
Oh, like, yeah. Come on now. If you got somebody to play with. Like, oh, wait. Overcooked 2 is on Game Pass?
Overcooked 2 is on Games
Pass. Dang, yep. Bro. That's really, I mean, I don't really give a damn, bro. Microsoft stays winning in that realm. Sony, you know, they got these first party titles. They killing it, but in just sheer quantity of, like, to be fair, Microsoft has no fucking first-party games. They have Halo. They have a couple good ones. Gears 5, like, day one. Maybe day five, you know, after I play Halo Infinite for a bit. I'm booting up Gears 5 on my Xbox Series X. I'm making sure Gears 5 gets time because people said it was amazing. But just, like, the sheer amount of games where it's, like, Sea of Thieves, Overcooked 2, like, just a bunch, like,
Indivisible's on there, bro. Come on.
And if, like, all these games that, you know, I don't necessarily want to drop $20 on these things, But if I just have an unlimited library, I'm good for a year, if not more than a year, in terms of gaming with Game Pass. So, like, just like I know Sony, regardless of what the console looks like, regardless of what the controller looks like, regardless of all of that, I'm getting a PS5 because I need to play God of War, Spider-Man 2, all that stuff. Same thing with Xbox. I need to play Halo Infinite. I need to play Gears 5, and I want to play all those Game Pass third-party games. So I'm locked in on both fronts. But going back to the original question, if you are looking for stuff to play, Hollow Knight, please pick that up.
Please.
If you haven't played that for whatever reason and you don't mind difficult games, Hollow Knight and Celeste on Switch.
That COVID bundle on Humble Bundle. I know you've seen that.
Oh, yeah. The COVID bundle. That's some crazy deal.
It's got Hollow Knight in it. It's got... what else is having it?
He's got Hollow Knight.
That's all I can say. That's all you need to know. Hold on, wait. I'm actually trying to pull this up. Wait.
A lot of games.
Oh, wait. Never mind. The bundle is over. Sorry, everybody. I did not mean to get it. Oh, wow. That's crazy. I thought it was still up.
Sad. Well, ignore all that. I'll just randomly list off some games. Like I said, Hollow Knight, Celeste, if you guys want some challenges. Like we've talked about this so many times, Dishonored 1, Dishonored 2, pick those both up. I would even suggest The Messenger. What's the game that we played last year, indie game? Katana Zero. Pick that up, play that. It's probably only $15. Cuphead, once again, a very hard game, but pick it up, play it. What other games are there? Undertale. If you haven't played Undertale, please go play that.
You gotta.
Transistor. Play Transistor. Honestly, play Control. I still think that's a game worth playing. Mm-hmm. It was a great game from last year. Still a great game. Do you have any other random games that you just out of the blue
I got recommend? A random ass game, but you do need friends for it, or else it'll be very boring. Tabletop Simulator.
Oh, that's because okay.
I know, especially like you, Matt and Jose would, play tabletop games sometimes. And I think Tabletop Simulator does a good job of literally just simulating those tabletop games. Like I haven't played it in probably like years now, but I got it back when it was like super cheap one time. Right now, I think it's $20, which is a little pricey, but you know,
a little bit.
What can you do? But you can literally, obviously, you can just play whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
I remember staying up till 2 a.m. playing Monopoly and then just flipping the table right at the end because, we were like, all right, bro, we're done with this bullshit. There's a flip table button, bro. Like, come on. Like, what more
That's do you awesome. Need? I love it. And I can't say any more about that. I just love it.
You love it. That's what we like to hear.
I'm so excited and I just can't hide it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I'm all tapped out on games here.
Yeah, I mean... Honestly, we're just touching the tip of the iceberg. Detroit Become Human. If you own a PS4 and you haven't played that and you haven't had the whole thing spoiled for you, you know, if it's $10, $15, play it. It's worth a play. I don't know. There's a ton of games. Even Moonlighter, I heard, was an awesome game. Like you said, it was pretty good. But if you have Game Pass, just go ahead and sign up for Game Pass for $1 and play some of these awesome games to get you through these tough times. That being said, I think it's almost time to wrap up. But before that, we'll give our shout out to our player of the game, somebody on Twitter in the gaming community who does pretty cool stuff and provides some pretty positive energy to the gaming space. This week, we're giving it to a guy that goes by the name of Stealth. Just Stealth.
I like that.
His Twitter handle is Stealth40K, and this guy is a market researcher who often tweets about really cool predictions and insider baseball about video games. He's always very receptive. Like, if he tweets something out, he'll have a really intelligent conversation with you. I think he does pretty awesome stuff with enlightening the gaming community and people on Twitter. About what's going on and kind of some cool trends and stuff and patterns that he's seen and stuff like that. So shout out to Stealth. He makes good moves. He talks about when he thinks Nintendo Directs are coming up and all that good stuff. Follow him. He's a beacon of light in these dark times, just as, you know, millions of other people on Twitter are.
The beacon of light.
No, not the. Oh. There's multiple. Speaking of the beacon of light, BioShock. Play BioShock too if you haven't. But yeah, that's our player of the game, Stealth40K. Go ahead and give him a follow. But with that, guys, we're going to close this thing out. Close this little boy out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just I know wrap exactly it up. What you mean.
Just wrap her up. So thank you guys for listening to Player Player. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe to us on your podcasting platform of choice. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes and tell your friends about us. If you want updates about future episodes and giveaways, or you want to submit a question to the show, visit PlayerPlayerPod.com or follow us on social media at PlayerPlayerPod. Let us know what games you're playing from your backlog right now. Go ahead and tweet us at PlayerPlayerPod, or you know, you can just comment on this video on iTunes, or this is not a video, this podcast on iTunes or on Podbean.com. As always, shout out to Aaron Miller for the intro music. You can follow him at The Miller Child on Instagram. You can find me on social media as The Hoop Man with a 3 as the E. You can find my co-host here, Arson, as LeakyLeak13 on Twitter.
That's
or
me.
ArsonLakpa on Instagram. And until next time, guys, keep gaming.
Game on.